Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. I'll talk to voice of the UFC, John Anik, coming up next hour. I'll talk about the latest with this UFC 249 getting announced yesterday. And Dana White buying an island to host the rest of his fights. He's had to
How
see
real
some
real is
print.
That?
Yeah, dude, it's real. He's going. He's telling ESPN. You think it's a fake island?
You know how many different places this card was going to be held? I'm not like until it happens, until he gets the island, until it's all done. Do you understand? If you have an island, right?
Yes.
First of all, if you buy an island, it's just a bare island, you gotta get all the stuff over there.
Correct.
Okay, electricity, all these things. You gotta have a place for the people to stay. You gotta have all these things.
Yep.
So, to just say, oh, buy an island, I'm gonna do it. If you have one that already has those things, most of them have a lot of houses on them or a few houses, and they're using that land for that. They're not just going to have an area where you can put on an MMA card. So stop. It sounds great. It sounds unbelievable. It ain't going to happen for UFC 250.
He's got a gazillion dollars. What are you talking about? You don't,
what? You got a gazillion dollars, but you can only build. You can only build so fast.
You think he doesn't have a he's not gonna buy a souped up island? Like, you think he's gonna buy it bare? No, he's gonna buy it tricked out.
Really?
All the bells and whistles.
Oh my god, you are so gullible.
All right,
man,
we'll see.
You know what? I got a pond near my house. I wish I had some Tobin bass in there. I would catch them every day.
I just don't understand. Anyway, let's get to our game. Here's my nominee, my first nominee for the damage is done, my friend. The Miami Dolphins.
What?
They hosted a video conference, or are going to host a video conference with Washington quarterback Jacob Eason. I mean, come on. Miami Dolphins. The damage is done, my friend. There's no point to this. You're wasting Jacob Eason's time. You're wasting everybody's time with this even being out there. A clear smokescreen as I've ever seen one. You might as well just have Brian Flores and Chris Greer out there with a couple of sticks roasting marshmallows to make some s'mores. Because this is a smokescreen if I've ever seen one, Leroy. The damage is done, my friend. We know the quarterbacks they're interested in, and it ain't Jacob Eason. Get the hell out of here. What do you got?
Really? I'm going to go a different route.
All right.
I'm going to go for all these dummies, not mentioning any names, who think that within the next couple of months, there's going to be a fight at an undisclosed island.
Hey!
Right? Like, I get it. You're excited and you're getting all fuzzy for some UFC. And we're all excited about some live sports. But fat chance that's happening anytime soon.
Oh, it's happening.
Fat chance.
He says at that April 18th, we are back. And they're doing the fight. April 18th, and then they are back up and running with fights every week after that.
Oh, I yelled damage is done to somebody the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, you know, all the banks, if you go to a bank, right, you can't go inside except unless you have an appointment. So everybody has to go through the drive-thru. But, you know, in the first lane, the drive-thru is where the ATM is.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people pulling in to the first aisle to use the regular bank. So everybody behind them is getting upset.
Right.
Because they're trying to go to the ATM and they're pulling, and there's three other lines. So everybody's honking at this lady who's trying to cash a check, and she should have been in the other line. She goes, "Sorry." And I roll down my window and say, "Damage is done." Everybody starts laughing.
Dan Day, do you have a Damage is Done nominee?
Yeah, ESPN's Jason Williams. He's holding on to this cockamamie idea of having the whole NBA sequestered on cruise ships to play games. Come on, man. The season, the damage is done, my man. The season's pretty much ruined. There's no way you're getting these guys sequestered on cruise ships to play basketball. Damage
That's
is done.
That's a germ casserole.
Yeah, why do you want to? It's a terrible idea by Jay Williams.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't know. The University of Duke hasn't exactly been turning out, although it is one of those great, you know, schools for higher education. You got my man Kyrie, who's a flat earther, and now you got Jason Williams with this idea. I'm starting to wonder about that school.
I'm telling you, man. People are just throwing stuff up against the wall to get it going. Here, I got another one for you guys. Carmelo Anthony.
Oh,
I'm glad that somebody.
My favorite.
I'm glad that somebody had to say what had to be said, and that is Ben Wallace. Because last week, Carmelo Anthony is on Instagram Live. I believe it was with Dwayne Wade. And he said that if he would have been drafted by the Pistons instead of Darko Milicic, he'd have two or three rings. Well, look, first of all, you have no rings. The damage is done, my friend. And Ben Wallace, of course, enforcer, this defensive player extraordinaire from the 04 champion Pistons, came out and said, "Guess what? If we would have drafted Carmelo Anthony, we would have had no rings. Because he would have ruined our chemistry." I'm glad somebody had the guts to say it and didn't have to pander. Because Ben Wallace, it could have been very easy for him to get a TMZ camera in his face and say, "Yeah, maybe we would have won more if we would have had Carmelo Anthony." He said what needed to be said, Leroy, and that is, we would have been old No Rings McGee if we would have had Carmelo Anthony. The damage is done, my friend.
Can I just say, everybody in the NBA knows that except Carmelo. He thinks he would have been an integral part in them sustaining championships, and everybody else is looking at him going, "You're adorable."
I got one more for you. ESPN. The damage is done, my friend. Now they're apparently going to consider moving Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler to Monday Night Football, to which I say, why ruin a good thing to try and save another? They're so desperate to have this big Monday Night Football team. Why are they going to move this great college football broadcasting team that they have? Everybody loves Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler. They do a fantastic job. You seem like you got it nailed. You got Herbstreit. He does the game day. He goes to the college location. Now you want to move him. Does that mean he has to come off of game day now because he's going to be an NFL guy?
No.
The damage is done, my friend. Go get yourself an actual broadcasting team. May I suggest Jay Cutler, who is stuck in the Bahamas?
Nope, it works perfectly.
Really?
You ready? Here's how it goes. He does game day. Then he does the Saturday night game.
Yep.
Right? Then he flies to wherever he's going on Sunday. He meets with the teams on that Sunday. Game on Monday. That's it.
No.
Perfect.
I don't want,
you know why? Here's what I like. Here's what I like about that. A lot of these guys, Kirk Herbstreit has seen or heard of in college. So to be able to hear about their transition from to the next level,
Yep.
Can only come from a guy who's had more of an eye on their careers than anybody. So, yeah, absolutely. Plus, I like the way he does games. He doesn't over...
I like the way he does games, too. I like the
Here's
way
what
he
I
does
hate.
Games, too.
Here's what I hate. Okay, former athletes. Stop telling everybody who you talk to. That's not analyzing the work. Everybody always told me, I hate that. Who cares? We know you talk to the coaches and whatever. I don't want to hear, oh, I talked to office coordinator such and such. He was giving me some insight. Nobody cares. Talk about the game, the players, what you think has a chance of happening here. Here's what they like doing here. That's all I care about. That's analyzing a game. Not trying to go head on and show us how many people you know or how far you are on the inside. You're not a reporter. Don't want to hear about your sources.
Here's another one. John Harbaugh. All right. Ravens
no.
coach. Yeah. Sorry. Have to do it. John Harbaugh is worried about digital security during this all digital draft. Look, John, the damage is done, my friend. The digital draft is happening. Do me a favor and make sure that your password is an ABC123. All right. Make it a little bit more complex. All right. Throw a hashtag into your password. Just, you know, spice it up a little. I know that you want to make things as easy as possible. You want to make it password 123 with an at sign in the A.
I know it is. It is NOMOFLACCO. Nomo Flacco.
Yeah. Except he uses a zero for the O's in Flacco. All right, we come back, we get you caught up with your headlines. UFC broadcaster, the voice of the UFC, John Anik, he's going to join us next hour as well. We'll get into some more stuff with him. And Cam Wake gets snubbed. We'll get back to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.